Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Lloyd Baker and Diana Braelich as my special expert guests. Lloyd Baker is the owner and operator of Wellbeings Health and Nutrition Limited in Langley, BC, a very successful natural health retail store. In fact, Wellbeings was awarded the Retailer of the Year by the CHFA for service, product selection, and store design in 2003. Lloyd has 14 years' experience in the natural health supplement retail industry. The former manager of a prominent Vancouver health food store chain, Lloyd is a certified nutritional consultant through the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. He has also taken numerous courses, including the Wild Rose College of Herbal Medicine, Danny Wells and Associates Retail Health Marketing and Merchandising, and the Alive Academy of Natural Healing. Sports nutrition is one of Lloyd's favorite personal passions, as he participates in an active fitness training program and plays basketball weekly in a Burnaby men's league. Diana Braelich is co-owner of Wellbeings Health and Nutrition Center. She is an interior designer, completing her diploma level at BCIT. Diana has a background in accounting, which was essential to create the concept and design space of Wellbeings, as well as it helping to sustain the business. Diana is active with her three girls in elementary school. She is the president of the PTA, sits on the parish education board, and makes the pasta sauce for hot lunch pasta days. Diana plays women's soccer for the Burnaby 30 and over league, weight trains, snowboards, and loves to run around Burnaby Lake with her friends. She has a love for architecture and interior design and plans to continue her studies. Her interest is in the commercial retail area of design. Good morning, Lloyd and Diana. Welcome to SNU.
Good morning, Corey. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you on the show. Lloyd, you've got a very strong background in the retail health food industry, and you've earned a reputation for outstanding product knowledge and excellent customer service. Tell us how you got started and what factors led to owning your own health food store.
Okay, well, it's a personal lifestyle choices I made many years ago, in my mid-20s, which led me into working in a retail health shop and then managing. Through that experience, I learned to, you know, get familiar with all the products, use them personally, recommend them to my customers, consulting, purchasing, ordering, merchandising, and just developing my skills on a personal and business level, and then making the step into personal ownership of my store. So it was a process over, you know, 15 years.
So going back, did you know at one time in your mind that you wanted to work in a health food store?
By the time I was into natural health on a personal level, I decided that it was a great thing to share with others. And I thought, okay, make an honest living at helping people to get healthy. So
What brought you into the natural health food mentality? Like, how did you get that consciousness?
The consciousness was through dietary changes on a personal level. You know, I grew up with a standard North American food diet, and I really didn't feel that healthy. I realized that in order to optimize my health and not get the colds and flus and bronchitis all the time through the winter months, that I needed to eat cleaner, and I felt better when I ate cleaner and removed, you know, the processed foods out of my diet. I started to exercise more and realized that that helped with my respiration and my overall health. You know, when you personally feel a change that like that on a consistent level, there's no turning back, far as I'm concerned, because no one wants to feel sick all the time. And when you optimize your health and nutrition, then you take your whole life to another level. You just feel better mentally, physically, and be able to pursue a lot more things.
Now, Diana, you're into interior design, and I understand that you designed your store.
Sure did.
When you looked at those plans, and I've seen some of those layouts on paper, how did you come up with the idea when the walls went up, and when I walk into your store, it has just a wonderful feeling. It's intimate. It's not too sterile. It's warm and friendly. There's lots of colors. How does someone come up with those ideas?
Do you know, it starts way before you actually have anything on paper. It starts out with conceptual design. And what you do there is you basically study, and I study all aspects of what I design. So I go into it looking at what's happening around, how do I feel in walking into some of the other health food stores, what I would like to see as a consumer in a health food store, and how I want to feel in a health food store. Now, I'm a bit of a modernist, so our store has is kind of led into the direction of contemporary sort of style. But also knowing that, you know, we are merchandising bottles that do cost money. We invest into our health, and it's not cheap. So we want those products, of course, to sit on shelves that look like they're worth something as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not wanting to walk into a store where, you know, your typical fluorescent lighting and your ceilings are low and it's very white and it's almost quite stark in there. It doesn't make you feel very comfortable. I wanted a store that made you feel comfortable. It's a boutique style. We specialize in a lot of great high quality products. So, and that's the direction that we went in.
Now, I know there's all kinds of issues about lighting, about carpet, about the color.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, some people that walk into this, they're not like yourself studying interior designs. Maybe they hire someone from the outside.
Yeah, you're right. And that's another aspect to design that I'm very interested in too, is the environmental issues and the different leads sort of reports that we get from materials now. Especially even with lighting right now, I'm doing a study on seasonal affective disorder with lighting. And that's where we get into some maybe possibly full spectrum lighting where we, you know, don't have that draining sort of effect that lighting can have on us, or glare, or, you know, things like that that can, you know, affect us in the store. So, you know, and also in materials, you know, there's off-gassing of materials that we are now as designers aware of. So, yeah, there's a lot more than just a look of the store. You know, we really get into materials a lot more and trying to be environmentally conscious.
So off-gassing relates not just to people, but also to materials.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of carpets and linoleum plastics have the off-gassing. So,
right.
Corey, you're laughing at me. But it's a lot of fun. It worked out really well. Like you know, we were on the cover of Canadian Health Food Retailers magazine for the design. It was great. No, I had a lot of fun doing it. It's great.
Yeah, well, you did an excellent job. I know that I've heard people comment just by listening to them inside the store about how they really like the environment that you guys created. So
Thank you. That's
very important when it comes to putting a store together, is thinking about what kind of environment you're going to create,
not just for the
customer, but also for the staff that work inside.
Yeah,
that's right. And you have to look at the clientele. You know, we did our homework. We checked out
the demographics
and the people that come into this store. You have to look at your clientele, definitely. What do you think, Roy?
When it comes to the environment in a health food store, let's face it, the demographic profile on average is women. 75% of customer base of natural health products are women who are the caregivers between the age of 35 and 60. And they're usually post-secondary educated, smart enough to realize that, you know, optimizing their health is going to help, you know, everything in their lives. They don't want to walk into old, beaten up, run down
stores.
That's right.
So a modern store that they can walk into with great service and someone who will listen to them.
Right.
And
in a
and
calm
act.
Environment.
Right.
And respecting the products that are available on the market today, which there's wonderful natural health products, but many of them, you know, are on the higher end level because they're top quality, and you want to make them look as appealing and as possible to the consumers, you know. And also the lighting is a major factor. And when you work all day in a shop, the full spectrum lighting definitely makes a difference versus fluorescence.
Yeah.
You don't feel as drained and it's more calming and it's an all around better environment.
Yeah, old style fluorescence. Now I know that there's fluorescence that have come out and, you know, with your different color ratings and whatnot that won't do that. But
yeah,
your old style, you're right.
Good stuff. So we're going to get into some of the products.
Okay.
But first, let's talk about how you guys stay in shape. You're very busy. I know that you train, you live the life, you guys, you know, eat the natural foods, you take the supplements. That's one of the reasons why I have so much respect for you. You've got kids, you're living in 2004.
Yeah.
We're all very, very busy. People often say, I have no time, I'm too busy. How do you guys find the time to do this? And how do you actually, you know, help people to do that themselves?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that they say that, you know, if you need something done, just go ask a busy person, right? They always say that. And
just,
I think it's because you are on top of it. You know, you need to be organized.
Yeah,
but
time management is really, really important. You have to strategize your week. You have to, like, cooperate in food purchasing and cooking preparation. We prepare foods for 2 to 3 days.
Just by cutting up vegetables and having them in the fridge.
Doing the soups and stews and the crock pot and that sort of thing. And shopping locally. Just spending that time, you know, just spending a little extra time on the food and the exercise aspect as well. And, you know, it's a snowball effect because when you have more energy from eating healthy and exercising, you create more energy. So we don't, you know, when we get home at 5 o'clock at night, we don't flop in front of the TV. We feel good and we have that energy to keep going until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So when you can optimize your time that way, you get a lot more things done. You know, we split days. One day Dan will go in the morning to train. The next morning I'll go and train, you know, so we'll trade off, you know, with the kids and that's how it works the best. It's a team environment.
So it's something that you conceive in your minds, you plan for, you're organized, and you don't allow anything really to get in the way because it's a major priority.
True. But, you know, 80% of the time we practice, and let's face it, once in a while we will have, you know, a pizza or something, but that's like once every, you know, few weeks. It's not, you know, every other day. And it's shocking reports now. 40% of food now is eaten takeout food in North America. And
it's incredible.
It's out of control, you know. Just saw Supersize Me the other night. That was just.
No one's home to prepare the meals.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So food's got to be priority. And, of course, we're working
food
in the health food industry.
That's
right. So it makes sense to live it and eat it, too.
That's right.
Diana, you're a master's athlete. You work out in the gym and you compete in a women's soccer league.
Yeah, so love it.
What supplements or nutrition strategy do you find that helps you maintain that energy, that helps you recover from your games and that allows you to keep going and enjoy your sport?
Yeah, you know very well as I do that nutrition's everything, so sport, and they come hand in hand, just like you've said, Corey. And I am a strong believer that I play hard. I do need to recover quickly, which I do, and that's only because of my nutrition and my supplement program. You know, and I am working out almost every day, but I enjoy that. And it is, like Lloyd says, it creates energy. I couldn't do half of the things I think that I do if I didn't work out and have a great supplement program. Essential, what I find is essential, of course, is my protein, my fish oils. I have greens every morning. Things like creatine that you've talked about many times, MSM for repair, glutamine. And also vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of my root supplements. You know, it's one of those things that I think fight off all those viruses that I may have contact with. And it keeps me, I think it really actually repairs, you know, I don't get injured. That's just it, you know. So I think the supplement program has actually
helped you be stronger.
Yeah, you know, and I don't get the illnesses. I don't get the flus. It's so that I could keep on doing what I really love doing.
Now, a lot of people, you know, forget to take their vitamins.
Right.
And you go into people's homes and their cupboards are full of vitamins, the bottles are half empty.
Yeah.
Why don't you forget to take your vitamins? What motivates you to take them?
Well, you know, it's like a lifestyle. It's like exercise, but it's a lifestyle. I know that in the morning there are supplements I take. I know in the afternoon when I come back from the gym there's a shake that I do in supplements before I go to bed. So it's actually routine, you know, and once you get
it's part of the meal. You just add it.
So you make your supplements part of your meal.
Yeah. You just include
it
into your food.
As food.
Exactly.
As opposed to a separate entity.
Exactly. So, you know, 90% of the time they're taken with the protein shake or with the meal, like right after, as just completing the process.
But, you know, it works. I'm 40 years old. I'm competing with people that are 10 years younger than I am. I'm outrunning people. And, you know, it is quite shocking. And I know it works because this is happening. I see it. I see people in the gym. I see people on the field. I run.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're not that I compare myself with other people, but when you see girls that are 10, 15 years younger and you're still, you know, and I'm still learning. I'm still my skills. I'm still getting better at what I'm doing at 40, you know, and I think that's great. And that's what I really try to teach the rest of the members on our soccer team. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, you are 35, you are getting into your 40s, but it does not mean that you have to stop learning a new skill or perfecting a skill at this age.
So there is life after 40.
Absolutely.
Actually, middle age begins probably at 40, right?
That's right.
40 to 60? Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to reaching that 40, a lot of people think, well, now I've reached the summit.
Yes.
Now we're just going to roll down.
And that's a real mindset, you know. You can either look at it as just, getting into your prime of life or going, you know, into your setting sun. And I choose to think of it as getting into the prime of our lives. And that it makes a huge mental difference on your psychology. When you feel stronger physically, your mind will follow and vice versa. If your body is getting weaker and you're degenerating on a physical level, no matter how intellectually strong you are, your mind is going to get weaker eventually as well. We all know about the hormone health nowadays. There's lots of new science on hormonal health and how it's so important to keep your hormone levels balanced when you enter midlife. And optimum nutrition really supports that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Well said, Lloyd.
Thank you.
Now, let's get into the business of retail. Lloyd, how do you keep your staff motivated? How important is training and education? And yes, we all know that there's this conduct and interaction that goes on between employees that work in health food stores and consumers. Mm-hmm. How do you keep them on the edge and moving forward?
Right. Well, first off, I have a great team. And the reason I have a great team is because I've been fortunate enough to be able to choose people that have optimum health as a personal lifestyle. If my staff do not take nutritional supplements and don't in their heart believe in natural health, I won't hire them. And so that's the core right there. When they walk the talk, people listen. There's the honesty is right there, because when you can talk to the consumers about what you're using or what your family uses, friends use, and the research, of course, that's instrumental. They enjoy learning more, so I motivate them to take courses. As a retail owner, I feel it's our obligation to pay for those courses because it betters the consumer benefit, of course, and the store's benefit and their own personal level. So, for instance, one of my staff is doing your sports nutrition course currently, and she's really excited to do it. That's really, really important, is to keep the enthusiasm there on a personal level with them, and then that reflects over to the customer.
Now, how significant is sports nutrition as a category? And maybe you can tell us what some of the most popular brands are that you stock.
It depends on your location as a natural health retail store to a certain extent. You can bring people in that are fitness orientated. But I find that in the area that we're in, it's a very mixed demographic, which is great. So we do have fitness orientated people coming into the store, and we want to motivate more people to become fitness orientated, because taking the supplements is one thing, but when you get exercising more, everything works better. So what we feel is highly successful for consumers to feel a big difference with immediately is optimizing their protein intake for their body weight and their activity level. And we provide charts that show this and information sheets. And also, we start people off slow. You know, we don't want to...
Yeah, we're very information happy.
Right. That's very important.
Even when customers come in and they're a little hesitant, we give them information.
Yeah.
You know, give them sites to check out. It's all about, you know, checking it out, research it yourself, and, you know, they come back.
And then take that and digest it and come home and come back to the store and take it to there. Protein is immensely popular, of course. Vitamin C, fish oils, anti-inflammatory issues are massive nowadays. And we work with people trying to get their inflammation down in their body and optimizing their energy levels. Fitness nutrition works really well into that category. So we cross over to many different consumers, and we make it comfortable for them to feel that they don't have to be an athlete to use these products. They can benefit everyone in certain ways.
Right. So a little old lady coming in, you're going to tell her about protein.
Right. We're going to tell her about protein. We're going to talk about vitamin C. We're going to talk about the benefits of fish oils because, you know, for inflammation and brain health and heart health, it's very functionally beneficial. Yeah.
The laws, the principles apply to everybody.
Exactly.
Provided you live in a body.
Right.
Okay. Good stuff. In terms of general application, somebody walks in and says, you know, I take nothing. I need a vitamin program.
Right.
How would you start them up?
We actually like to start people up with, you know, everyone wants more energy. So we try not to load them up with a lot of capsules and tablets. I mean, you know,
you listen to them.
Yeah, we listen to what their needs are. I think what's becoming more relevant is people are willing to do more functional food drinks nowadays, which you can incorporate a lot into those and make them a lot more user-friendly where you can, and palatable. You can do greens with protein, your oils, and you can do a multivitamin powder all in one. That's a good way to get people to get on a good nutrition program that they only have to do a serving of it in the morning. It's quick, it's easy, it's efficient. Many people don't want to take supplements 3 to 4 times a day. I mean, not to start off with. It's a learning process. I mean, we all do that, but it's a learning process. And I think when people can get it simplified but optimized at the same time, they feel a difference within weeks, not months or years. They feel a physical difference within weeks, and that makes them come back and say, thank you, and what can I do now to take my health to a new level?
Okay, so Lloyd, what about supplements from a parent's point of view for their children? What kind of a program would you encourage them to take?
Okay, well, again, you know, the functional food drink is beneficial for children too. There's some wonderful light green food formulas available for children now that provide that extra servings of fruits and veggies in extract form, and you can add a high-grade protein to that. You could just go by body weight for children versus adult strengths, and also there's some great chemical-free and vitamin and mineral supplements in chewable form and swallowable capsule for older children. The core program is like that. Vitamin C in addition is always really good,
and
we start them off simple.
We also give them extra calcium, magnesium as well. There's a liquid form that we give our kids that they quite enjoy, actually.
Yeah, there's some great liquid formulas available for kids now and nice natural flavors.
Yeah, and of course, being in school, there's a lot of different colds and flus.
Yeah.
So we always have the oils, you know, the fish oils.
The fish oils. Yeah, cod liver oils really come back in a big way, and there's some nice natural ones now that have no fish taste or smell. And
so I can walk into your store and find something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Every age.
Absolutely.
Infants.
Yeah.
Young kids, kindergarten, teenagers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no age restriction, is there?
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all.
The key is, I guess, just to connect with that person.
Yes.
Find out what they want.
Right.
And get some information about what their expectations are, maybe something about what they've experienced.
That's right.
And try and get a complete program organized.
Yes, that's right. And it's quite interesting because you'll get mothers coming in and they want to get everything for their children and don't use anything themselves.
Or their animals.
Or their animals.
Do you have products for animals as well?
Yes, definitely.
That's a big market, isn't it?
Yes, it's come a long way now, and pet nutrition has really developed into a new science. Again, what we incorporate for humans can be incorporated for animals as well, and homeopathy has really come a long way for animal care, too.
And, of course, you've got a full range of botanical extracts, antioxidants, homeopathic materials, every vitamin mineral you can think of, I suppose.
Yeah, pretty much.
But then you're selective. You don't just stock the shelves up with anything, do you?
No. We go with brands that we know are consistent, high quality, that have the laboratory analysis behind them, that do the research, that do the testing. They're more cutting edge. Yes, they're a little more expensive, but we know that they're clean, they're safe, they work really well.
And they're not filled with stuff we don't know.
That's right.
And you also provide seminars and have all kinds of educational activities for your consumers, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
You bring special guests in and represent certain lines?
Yeah, we're doing a Bach flower remedy course coming up in November. We also do cooperating with Langley Family Health Clinic, and we have naturopaths speaking on immune system building and hormonal health as well.
So you had someone in recently doing live blood cell microscopy?
That's right,
We also have a lady that comes in once in a while who specializes in women's hormonal health. She'll come into the store and be there to consult.
Pretty much something for everybody.
Yes, that's
right. Plus, it must raise your knowledge level.
Oh, yeah, immensely.
Extensively as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and it provides an additional service to our customers, which they are very grateful for. It shows that we're not there just to sell, that we're there to educate and turn people on to a natural lifestyle.
So you're in it for cause. Of course, the bottom line, that the business has got to succeed. So there's a certain intelligence and order and planning behind that.
Right.
You get into the interior design and the customer servicing and the training of the staff and everything. So there's a lot to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing that. You're running your lives. You're staying fit. You're eating well. You're managing your kids. And I know you guys like to take off every once in a while.
Right.
And get out of here and get down to where it's warm. So tell us about that, where you guys go and why you do that and how it affects your life overall.
Oh, it's great because, we are very busy. It's great that we're busy. I mean, it's not that we're out of control busy, but we do enjoy our time in the Caribbean. We go down to Freeport, Grand Bahama.
In the summer for a month.
In the summer. And it's really my chill out time, too, because I do not bring a computer with me. I do not have my cell phone with me. But I stay active there. There's a gym that we belong to there. I have clients there now that has, my list is getting a little larger every time I go down there. So I'll do a little bit of renovation. And I'm the type of person down there also that I'm hands-on. So I will go out there and paint and repair and,
right.
and shop around for product. But that's
fun.
A lot of
we make
fun
it
for
we
me.
Make it a fun yeah. fun trip. It's a family trip, and it's the quality time with the children, which we really enjoy. It's you know, it's just time just to step back
yeah,
and
it is a quieter island
yeah.
too, so there's not the traffic.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that way. So,
and how important is the sun and that leisure time?
The sun is huge.
Isn't that a significant factor in
yeah.
why people
and the
well,
fresh air
don't get enough
fresh air.
The basics, right?
The basics. Yeah. Just the slower pace, fresh air, and sunshine.
And they say that change is as good as a rest.
True.
So breaking away from,
breaking
even
away
though
from
your lives are busy and
yeah.
rich and great,
yeah.
there still is a monotony
right.
to everyone's life
yes.
to some degree. So
yes.
we pull away from that,
yeah.
and that probably would be a wise thing to encourage people to do.
Yes, I agree. I think everyone needs to have... it's like a safety valve. It's like a, it takes the pressure off. If you can get away to somewhere that you find a nice, comfortable, healthy environment for a week, 2 weeks, whatever you can, afford and
Gee,
have the time for.
Even just a weekend sometimes
yes,
does it, you know?
Yes. That, yeah, that's it. Cause, you know, it's basically a 6 day work week for a lot of us nowadays. And
yeah,
you need that time,
yeah,
you know.
The parents are busy. The kids are busy, you know.
So yeah. It's a much busier world now. So people have to step away from that occasionally and just, you know, smell the flowers.
Right on.
Okay.
Speaking of flowers and coffee, I could use one.
Okay.
Well, our time is gone. What a great interview. It's been
Thanks,
wonderful
Corey.
To have
Thanks,
you guys
Corey.
Here. It's been something I've been looking forward to, and I know that Tracy has as well.
Yeah.
Now, anyone that wants to get a hold of you or visit your store or
right.
call you, how about some contact information, Lloyd?
Okay, well, we have a website that's currently in construction, like most people's are. It's www.wellbeingshealth.com. And our store number is 539-0500, area code 604. And we do mail order.
Yeah,
and we do...
And you can email us directly
yeah,
at wellbeings@primus.ca.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so we've got a website, wellbeingshealth.com.
Yeah. Right.
The phone number is 604-539-0500.
Yep.
And, of course, the email that you
yeah.
mentioned. That's
yeah.
good.
Yes.
So anyone out there that wants to give either one of you a shout about advice opening a store?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
By
That's
all means, give us a call.
Okay. So I always ask our special guests for a final word, little tidbit of information, some insight into living
sure.
your life to inspire us.
Okay.
What have you got on your mind?
Live through your heart. Listen to yourself. You know, try to do the right things. Not just for yourself, but, you know, listen to your gut feelings and just stay active and fuel your body and things will happen yeah. positively.
And once you get into the physical and nutrition aspect of your life, you'll
yeah.
find that the quality of your life...
Keep on moving.
Yeah, it just, it's extensive.
Right.
Lloyd Baker and Diana Braelich, owners of Wellbeings Health and Nutrition Center, thank you very much for being my special
Thanks,
guest.
Corey. Thanks, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
This concludes this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. We hope you have enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview. SNU is produced monthly and is a division of Holly Health Services, located in Burnaby, British Columbia. For details regarding subscription, please visit CoreyHolly.com. This is Doug Austin, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.